And I simply do not understand why my Republican colleagues think it is wise to make coverage unaffordable and increase costs on all Americans. Mr. Speaker, the other part of this bill that's kind of flying under the radar, but is quite insidious and rather unconscionable, is the hatchet it takes to the 50-year guarantee that is provided to Americans under Medicaid. Medicaid serves our neighbors with Alzheimer's. It pays for about two-thirds of the cost of long-term care and skilled nursing, the cost of care for the disabled, many children, many pregnant women. It's been the law for about 50 years to ensure that in the United States of America, if you have a child born with a complex medical condition, or you have a parent or grandparent that has to go into a nursing home, that your family is not going to be impoverished. That's a value decision we made 50 years ago. And in this bill, the Republican leadership intends to go back on our values and pull the rug out from under our families who rely on Medicaid services. They say, oh, the states will be able to do this. The states will have all the flexibility in the world. But flexibility is a canard for they're going to have less and we're going to ration care. Mr. Speaker, I urge my Republican colleagues, pull this bill. Build on affordable coverage. Build on the cost savings that we've made and the progress we've made for these families.